Really Happen radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. This is our third and final hour. For those of you still getting adjusted to the new scheduling change here, and it should be very obvious right now, RBN is going through some major changes. That's why they're having their fundraising, need to acquire new equipment, better facilities, more connections, getting out there to the world to reach more radio stations. Servers need more capacity. They're already under strain for the various podcasts and stuff. So if you have a chance, please go over to the republicbroadcasting.org website, either make a donation through their little PayPal link, or there's an online store where now there's some branded merchandise where you can get to basically help advertise Republic Broadcasting by just wearing it down to the shopping malls and to sporting events. And people will say, ooh, what's Republic Broadcasting? And then, of course, you can say, wow, how was life there in that monastery? And enlighten them, bring the enlightenment to their mind, so forth and so on here. All righty. It is estimated that by the year 2014, assuming we avoid a major societal upheaval, as much as 10 to 15% of corporate-owned social media pages, the fans of those pages, likes and reviews will be fake. I think that's a serious underestimation. We already know that corporations hire people to be paid bloggers. I actually got a job solicitation through a visual effects job board that I'm still a member of for some strange reason. I haven't canceled it. And, you know, be a paid blogger. And these paid bloggers, when they're not out there selling you wars with Iran, are paid to go out and pretend to be friends of a corporation and say, yes, this new car is really the greatest thing. You must buy this. And you can spot them because they all write like they want to be public relations people. And I think a good illustrator of that is going on over to RottenTomatoes.com, which by and large is a pretty good website for getting public reaction to current movies. But for some of the real stinkers that are out there, and you go in and you start reading the positive reviews, it very quickly becomes obvious you're not dealing with ordinary people who went to the movie and said, gee, this was fun. And they start writing like they're cinema reviewers. And once you pick up on that difference, it makes it really easy to spot the paid bloggers. For the political websites, it's really much easier to spot the paid bloggers. They're the ones sitting there with their hair on fire insisting they can't smell smoke. They're the ones who unquestioningly support everything Israel is doing. They demonize all the other alternative media. They deliberately try and kick up arguments and fuss and discord, because they're trying to basically control the alternative media the way they currently control the corporate-owned media. It's the same tactics they used in the days of radio. Jamming fake broadcasts, disinformation. It's all lies and illusions coming down from on high of the government, and corporations behave exactly the same way. Now, I have not been spending a lot of time on this Bayou Corn sinkhole that opened up. It's a serious problem. Basically, this sinkhole opened up. It's sitting over a cavern that's about the size of like a giant modern sports arena. And it's right next to two salt caverns. One was being used for butane storage. That one's been pumped out and empty, I think. I'm not entirely sure. The other one is filled with radioactive waste that's mostly solid. So there's a big problem with this thing collapsing and releasing radiation into the air. They're apparently seeing an increase in seismic activity, minor ones, tremors and earthquakes, around this sinkhole. And apparently they've had to stop drilling in to find out what's going on there, because now they've found a major natural gas pocket, which, yeah, could be harvested for natural gas. But if that breaks into the open and is ignited, you're going to have a monumental explosion there. This is just a huge mess. And we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free, 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now, 800-537-1339.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school, but making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her,
aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about the problems around this Bayou Corn sinkhole, the risk to these nearby salt caverns used for storing of toxic, explosive, and radioactive substances, and the inadvisability of having used such underground areas in an obviously geologically unstable area for this kind of mass storage. Somebody was really not thinking or planning very effectively, and they're thrashing around the U.S. Geological Survey is trying to figure out what they can do to keep this thing from collapsing, and the answer is they can't. And it's just one more reminder that the U.S. federal government is really good at taxing you to solve problems the federal government makes up, like human-caused global warming, which they're ramping that one up again. But when it comes to a real crisis or a real problem, they don't know what they're doing. They're nothing but millionaires and lawyers, with precious few exceptions like Ron Paul. And all they can do is make speeches and pass legislation and collect taxes. They weren't able to do a thing about the Deepwater Horizon disaster in the Gulf of Mexico. They're not able to keep up the infrastructure of this country, and now we're paying a huge price for it with the collapse of the irrigation system in the western United States of America, which is going to create more food shortages. They don't know how to solve real-world problems. They're a privileged luxury ruling class, and they are as detached from the realities of life in the United States of America as the court of Louis XIV was from the reality of life for the French people. They don't see it. They don't know it. They don't want to know about it. They think the entire universe is their lives of luxury and privilege and prestige and power, and they don't care what's going on. Mitt Romney just said, those 47% of Americans who are poor, it's not my job to worry about them. I'm sure that Louis the 16th said something pretty much along the same lines. Now, a couple of weeks back, there was this study supposedly from Stanford saying that organically grown food was no more healthy for you than food produced in factories with synthetic chemicals. And a lot of people said, wait a minute. And there have been dozens of NGOs questioning the conclusions of the study. And just saying there is no way that truly independent scientists with the expertise required to answer this question could ignore the growing body of scientific literature pointing to serious health risks from eating foods laced with synthetic chemicals. We've always talked about monosodium glutamate sold as a flavor enhancer, but what it actually does is it interferes with that part of the brain that says, I've had enough to eat. It is one of the major causes of the obesity epidemic in the United States of America. Food manufacturers love to put MSG in food because you will eat more, then scurry back to the store to buy more. Their profits go up. In a planet where famine is a reality for a large percentage of the world's people, American food corporations dose your food to make you eat more. And then they will immediately sell you offers for exercise clubs and diet pills to take that same weight back off that they put on there in the first place. That's one. And they love MSG so much, they're constantly disguising it with different words. Autolyzed yeast extract. And because they know people want to avoid MSG, but by golly, we're going to shove the MSG at them because that improves our bottom line. And we don't care if you don't think it's good for you. And they'll just get around the truth in labeling laws with all these euphemistic little statements. Now, obviously, another one is aspartame, which prior to Donald Rumsfeld politicking it through to approval, was considered a biological weapon because in high doses, it's a neurotoxin. It is a brain-burning out chemical. But all of a sudden, the politicians say, oh, this is no longer a weapon of mass destruction. This is an artificial sweetener. And they start putting it in so-called diet foods, diet soda, diet whatever. But it's not really a diet aid, because it causes your brain to crave more carbohydrates. And that's why when you go to the supermarket, you see the diet soda bundled with a big bag of corn chips, because they know you're going to drink the soda, gobble down the chips, and rush right back to the supermarket to buy more chips. And we talked about synthetic bovine growth hormone. That was a subject of a lawsuit involving the Fox News Corporation, which ended when an appeals court ruled that because there is no law requiring the corporately owned media to tell you the truth about anything, corporately owned media can order their reporters to lie to you, and if the reporters refuse, fire them with full legal justification. That should tell you something very significant about the corporate media here. So we know there are additives in the food that are not good for us. And the Stanford organic study is saying, organic food is no better for you. So rush on back to that big, huge box store with food that was shipped in from three time zones away. And so now you've got people coming out, pointing out the fact that, first of all, the Stanford organic study picked a very narrow range of comparison areas. It wasn't a study of the complete nature of the organic food versus its store-bought variety. They just picked a couple of key areas they could focus on to say there is no difference. And apparently the authors of this Stanford organic study have basically been found to be very grateful recipients of funding from companies like Cargill, who make a huge amount of their money with all these synthetic chemicals put into your food. So it's just another classic case of science being prostituted by big bucks, and we know that happens. You shouldn't trust a scientist any more than you trust a priest. What you should rely on is scientific method. Be your own best scientist and decide for yourself. Scientific method is a path to truth. Individual scientists are just as corruptible as individual politicians. Reproducibility of results, providing of raw data, and saying, work through it yourself and see if you get the same result. Those are the hallmarks of scientific method. But when somebody stands up and says, the world is getting warmer, but I can't show you the data on which I base that, that is the sign of a big heaping pile of USDA choice bovine excrement steaming right before you, and you should avoid it. Now, another story relating to our medical industry, the medical trade. On November 16th, 2011, Georgia Badley, 70-year-old woman living near Salt Lake City, got a call from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and was told that they had come across some new information about her mother's death 8 years before. Okay, the 83-year-old mother had unexpectedly died during spine surgery. And at the time, this woman didn't question what had happened because surgery is always risky for a woman of that age. What the Department of Health and Human Services told her was the surgeon had injected bone cement into the mother's spine, and this was a product not approved for that use and may have killed the woman. And it's just a reminder, not everything that your doctor is selling you is necessarily good for you. There have been all these cases where pharmaceutical industries have been caught for marketing drugs for non-approved purposes. And now, of course, I think we reported this about 4 months ago, there is a new program where the pharmaceutical companies are going to take all the drugs they ever created that were not approved for their use, and they're just going to start seeing, could they be used and sold for anything else? And they'll go ahead and do that. Any of you know the history of margarine? You know, it's sold as healthier for you than butter, and it's got all these chemicals in there. No, it isn't. Margarine was originally invented as a fattening agent for turkeys. They were just going to shove this stuff into the turkeys to make them plumper to sell for Thanksgiving, and then the turkeys started to die from it. So what do? Throw margarine out? No, they dye it yellow, and they sell it to Americans during World War II because the real butter, the healthy food, had to go to the troops fighting there in the colder areas of Europe. Margarine began as a weapon of war, just like Spam. And it's not necessarily what's healthy for you. It's just what will keep you from feeling like you're hungry until the war can be won. So more and more of these horror stories surfacing. It's all about the money. It's all about profitability. They do not want you to be healthy. They need you to get sick. The medical industry needs you to get sick so they can make money off of you. If we were a nation of 100% healthy people, the medical industry would be broke. They'd be out of business. Couldn't pay off their med school loans. Couldn't buy Porsches. Couldn't buy those, you know, really nice, shiny offices. They are dependent on a sick population. And they're not interested in finding any cures. They want to find treatments. If you cure somebody of cancer, that's it. You're out of money. If you cure them of AIDS, that's it. The money stops flowing. They want treatments that you will take every day for the rest of your life. It is a constant stream of reliable revenue into this corrupted system here. All right, let's see. Going to grab a real quick phone call. Alan in Texas. Aloha, Alan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I don't get to call in as often as I'd like. I just want to comment on something you were talking about a little while back on the 9/11 thing. You were talking about the airplanes and how it was very likely that they were going to be remotely controlled.
Yeah.
And I wanted to firm that up with you. And whenever people are not believing that that's a possibility, I always try to point out to people that they see this kind of thing all the time and they don't really know it. A lot of people don't know. You probably know this.
Hey, Alan, got to take a break. I'm sorry to cut you off. We started a little late in this segment. Hang on. I'm going to bring you back after the commercial break so you can finish that thought.
Thank you.
Don't answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. When the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper when all the money's gone? Replace them all, start over while we all still can.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to continue with Alan in Texas, and you were talking about 9/11 and the remotely controlled aircraft.
Yeah, what I wanted to say is there's a lot of examples of this that people see, and they may not realize it. A lot of the shuttle landings were computer controlled. The pilot was not actually flying that in on the landing. And don't get me wrong, they sometimes do, and they can override the command, but a lot of times it is computer controlled. I know they do that at night. And then also, we talked about the Buran before, the Soviet space shuttle. That test flight was unmanned. The whole
yes.
flight was done unmanned. And that was, what, 20 years ago, something like that? So
yeah, it was. And most modern jet passenger planes also, excuse me, most modern jet passenger planes do have an autolander system built in. Now, it's there as a backup in case the pilots become incapacitated, but this kind of computer control of aircraft based on GPS location has been around for quite some time. And this is not science fiction blue sky technology, and people need to remember that Rabbi Dov Zakheim, who was comptroller of the Pentagon when that $3 trillion went missing, before he got that job at the Pentagon, he was CEO of a company that manufactured remote control systems for passenger aircraft.
Yeah, and I also want to point out to people, if they're skeptical, then what are the drones all about? You know what I mean? It's right in our face. They have this technology. They've had it for a long time. So whenever people say, well, they couldn't do that or they wouldn't do that, well, no, no, it's ingrained. They have the systems, and they're good at using it. And I just want to add one more thing. I was the guy who suggested a while back that Romney was trying to throw the election, and I want you to know that I agree with something you said recently where it looks like both sides are treating this like a hot potato.
I'm
seeing things from Obama and Romney that are like, I think neither of them wants it, and it's just, you know, it's a hot potato to see who's got it.
Yeah, they don't want to be responsible when it all comes apart here. I've heard a rumor that Obama's calling John McCain asking for a recount of 2008.
I agree. Well, hey, thank you, and I'll let you go. Thanks.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And by the way, radio remote control of aircraft goes all the way back to World War II. And they were doing these situations where they would have a pilot. They'd have two airplanes, one loaded with explosives and the other one with a human flight crew. And the plane with explosives was controlled by radio control from the plane with the people in it and used to basically dive in to hit some of these very, very hard to hit facilities that were in cliff faces where conventional bombing from above wasn't going to work. So there's really nothing all that new about it. And of course, anybody who's into model airplane flying knows that there have been, you know, remote controlled aircraft at the hobby consumer level for decades. So it's no big deal about that. All right, I want to get back onto some of this medical stuff, and then we're going to finish up towards the top of the hour there. Apparently, a pro-vaccine immunologist was caught in an interview making a very interesting admission, where the interviewer was saying the science seems fairly clear that in the first year of life of a baby, that the vaccines and immunizations are not actually stimulating any kind of an immune response. And this pro-vaccine immunologist says, yeah, that's actually true. And so the questioner asks him, what is the rationale for continuing to do that, to get the parents to bring the baby in 2 months, 4 months, and 6 months? And the guy says, we're just getting them trained up. We're getting them trained to the idea that they're always bringing their children in for more shots from the doctors. And yet the latest research is showing that children who are vaccinated are more chronically ill than the non-vaccinated, that over time, over the long haul, their immune systems are being compromised by the vaccines, not reinforced, not strengthened. You know, we understand there are certain diseases that vaccines are good for, like smallpox. But every vaccine has a downside. It's not all good. There's a positive side to the vaccination, and there's a negative side. And as vaccines became a big cash cow for the medical establishment, where they're, you know, your mandatory childhood vaccines to go to school is, what, 30-some different shots. And cumulatively, they're weakening the immune system of these kids. They're going to be more sick. Asthma, allergies, we've come to understand that severe peanut anaphylaxis is now linked to the peanut oil used as an adjuvant in vaccines. They're causing more harm than good with these things. But it's a big money maker. They're selling medicine to people who aren't sick yet. But in the long run, they're going to be sicker. That's okay, more money. We've got pills and ointments and lotions and special things to wear. It's all about guaranteeing a perpetual source of revenue from your children. Now, there used to be a vaccine called Tripedia. And it was FDA approved. Now, because evidence has surfaced linking it to autism, it has been taken out of use. What was really interesting is in the original vaccine safety information packaged with Tripedia, they admitted in there that autism and SIDS were being caused by this vaccine. Now that's being oralized from the FDA's websites. They don't want you to know that, yeah, those wacky conspiracy theorists were right. There's a link between vaccines and autism. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter-acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ION and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial-size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org. RNA drops.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. So we're finding more and more evidence that these vaccines are rushed through the approval process with political pressure. They're put out there. They're mandated. You must stick this into your child's arm or you'll not be allowed into the state-controlled schools. And I would think that if we're a free people, we should be free to decide for ourselves what we're going to do to our kids in terms, certainly in terms of injecting stuff into them of dubious efficacy and known proven harm. Now, interestingly enough, as part of this campaign to condition us all to just go and get our daily shot of whatever in this new dystopian society, yes, get for breakfast, get your coffee, your bagel, and your injection, and you're off to work here. The CDC has mounted a program to call U.S. households and demand child immunization records as part of a vaccine surveillance and tracking program. And I ran this story today because we got one of these calls last night. I'm sitting there with Claire, and we're watching TV, and we get this phone call, and the guy says, I'm calling from the CDC, and we're here to make sure the children under four, blah, 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 blah. And I basically cut him off, and I said, there are no children under four in this household. There's one child who's 60 years old, but he's already had his vaccines. And if I had a child, I would not allow him to be vaccinated. And I hung up on the guy. I was very rude on him. It felt so good. France is starting to look like a really good place to think about living. They are banning genetically modified crops, so there'll be a trade war from the U.S. government saying, you will buy your Monsanto seeds, and you will like it, scum! They've also started to ban the process of fracking out of concern that it is, in fact, causing earthquakes. And we've seen that time and again here in the United States of America, where this pumping of fluid into these fault systems causes earthquakes. It doesn't take a genius to understand why. You're pumping lubricant into a fracture that's already under stress, and yeah, of course it's going to trigger earthquakes. They saw that years ago out of 29 Palms when they wanted to pump some toxic waste that they needed to get rid of, and they said, oh, we'll just stick a pipe down this fault and pump it into there. Big hole, big huge crack in the ground. We'll just put it down there. Nobody will ever bother it. And they started pumping, and 29 Palms got hit with a swarm of minor quakes, nothing major. And they said, okay, let's stop pumping. And they stopped pumping, and the quake swarm went away. We know that areas where fracking is being used have been hit with quakes, and they're normally quake-free zones. It's a very, very dangerous practice. And what's even worse is the so-called fracking fluid that they use, because that leach is highly toxic, and it leaches into the groundwater. So that fracking fluid is coming out of your tap, because the sewage treatment plant is not set up to get those kind of industrial chemicals out of your tap water. Now, as we mentioned over there in Europe, the European Union is refusing to authorize the use of these naked scanners for airport security because they are not safe. They are just basically X-ray systems or the terahertz scanners, and they're coming to understand that terahertz radiation does cause skin cancer through a process called molecular resonance. Something the TSA wasn't concerned about when they said, oh, these things are safe, these things are wonderful. And so now the nude scanners are outlawed all across Europe. But, of course, they're mandatory here in the United States of America because Michael Chertoff and his buddies are making money on these things. They've worked so hard to become multimillionaires. Please just go along and get naked for the TSA because Michael Chertoff deserves that few pennies of royalties. It's amazing, amazing stuff. All right, I want to talk about a little story here. Call this one a little touch of a gloat. If you are following the Mars scientific expeditions, you've probably heard by now of the so-called blueberries. These are spherical blue nodules that were first imaged by Spirit and Opportunity. And apparently Opportunity has continued to find them. And sooner or later we can presume that Curiosity, when it starts really traveling around, is going to find them as well. And everybody was scratching their heads and figuring, oh, what the heck are these things here? You know, are they just something that the strange wind and geology of Mars tends to produce? Because they were everywhere. And they were basically, the surface was determined to be high in iron content. Now, researchers from the University of Western Australia and the University of Nebraska have started going around looking for earthly analogs to the Martian blueberries. And what they're finding is they are the product of microbial activity. And obviously, these blueberries cannot be the result of contamination that has gone to Mars in the post-Viking era, because these things clearly have been there for a very, very, very long time. And regardless of whether they find life on Mars now or not, these little blueberry spheres appear to be the remnants of microbial colonies on Mars. And I've obviously sent this off to Dr. Levin and told him it's time for him to come back on the show. But this is a vindication that what we found back on Viking was real. And it's been a long time for vindication. And NASA is still equivocating and hemming and hawing because they don't want to admit they got it that badly wrong 30 years ago. That they caved into the Bible bangers and their pet politicians. No, there can't be life on Mars. It's not in the Bible. If you make my constituents unhappy, we'll cut NASA funding. And so NASA ignored, just threw out, the positive result from the labeled release experiment. They relied on the negative from the organic molecule experiment, which we now understand could never have worked because of the Martian soil chemistry, because of the perchlorates in the Martian soil. And the organic molecule experiment indicated there was a lot of chlorine in the results, and Mars just assumed, and we know what assume means, that it was just leftover sterilization solution. We don't need to look any further. We've got the answer that is politically desirable. Even back then, 1976, 1977, 78, 79, the science was being biased out of political pressure. And so I'm feeling very, very ecstatic and overjoyed about this. Nobody's come up with an alternative explanation. Apparently, these blueberries have an earthly equivalent. They have found very, very similar ones over at the Jurassic Navajo sandstone near the Colorado River, Utah. And these concretions range in size from small marbles to cannonballs. And there's a hard shell of iron oxide surrounding a soft, sandy interior. Well, all the people who are screaming there's no life on Mars, it couldn't stand the direct radiation of the sun, it couldn't do this, couldn't do that. Well, if you have these hard shells of iron oxide, inside you have a very livable environment. You're protected from solar radiation, you're protected from wind. You've got just this little damp, sandy environment that's perfect for life to take place. And there are many, many examples of these what appear to be rock outcroppings that are actually the remains of giant microbe colonies that represent some of the earliest life found on Earth. And now they're basically saying that's what these blueberries on Mars are. And nobody's got another explanation. So whether there's life on Mars, now, for all we know, there could be life inside those blueberries right there. They're going to have to take one of these things, clean off the outside to make sure there's no contamination, slice it open, and start looking at it in a microscope. But this is one more indication, along with the high and still unexplained content of methane in Mars' atmosphere, that life was on Mars. Life is probably still on Mars to this very, very day. So we're going to get Dr. Gilbert Levern back on the show here for a well-deserved gloat. Because remember, on the day when it is finally generally acknowledged here on Earth that there is life on Mars, the man who first discovered it and confirmed it was there was Dr. Gilbert Levin. And no, they didn't torture him and burn him at the stake, but he kind of got sidelined and pushed off to one side as an inconvenient person, pretty much the same way Galileo did. So, anyway, cheers to Dr. Levin. You were right. We were right. NASA stands for never a straight answer here. All righty, let's see. Over in Tombstone, man has been convicted of molesting a young girl and possessing child pornography, has been sentenced to 292 years in prison. But with good behavior, he'll be out in 150. Tony Charles Wonderland was convicted last month of one count of continuous sexual abuse of a child and 16 counts of possessing child pornography. Now, my question is, why aren't the clergy getting these same sentences for these same crimes? That's what I want to know here. And, of course, now it's time for a good slap upside of the head to the Boy Scouts of America, who apparently have had a problem through the years of scoutmasters who see that scout uniform as granting them the same kind of presumption of innocence and authority that clerical robes do. And apparently the Los Angeles Times reviewed 1,600 confidential files dating from 1970 to 1991 and found that scouting officials frequently urged offenders to resign and then helped cover their tracks. So I guess the Boy Scouts are thinking they're Catholics now or something. My goodness here. All righty, let's see what's popping up in the new, more current news here. They're all still going on in the corporate media about how, you know, Romney's gaffe, and now they're trying to basically explain it away, saying, well, it's off the cuff here. You shouldn't pay attention to that. Yeah, you should. It's the off-the-cuff remarks that tell you what the candidate is really thinking. And the corporate media is trying to say, well, forget what they're really thinking and the off-the-cuff. You know, you should rely on the prepared statements as to what the candidate really believes. Well, I remember one prepared statement from Mitt Romney not too long ago where he basically said anything he said during the primary season was now irrelevant because now it was a new campaign and a new agenda and a new platform. That's why we're calling him Mitch a sketch. He makes a speech, turn him over, shake him, whatever he said is gone. He flip-flops hopelessly. And the GOP is looking at a major, major rout in November. Not just Obama getting his second term, but we're going to see this affect the Congress as well. Because the GOP leadership is not going to be able to motivate Ron Paul's supporters back into going out and voting the straight Republican ticket. It isn't going to happen. Most of us are just going to stay home. It's a pointless exercise. The GOP leadership did not give us the candidate we wanted. We're not going to be involved any longer. They really, really messed it up. Now, I want to do a little bit of a flashback here to something you may have heard before called Operation Gladio. And this was an operation all across Europe in the post-World War II Cold War era, where terror attacks were carried out in places like Italy, and the communists were blamed in order to forestall growing Soviet influence into Europe. Because as the abuses of unrestrained, unregulated capitalism began to manifest themselves, more and more people were saying, you know, socialism isn't perfect, but at least it's not going to gouge us all to make the rich richer. And what transformed Russia following the Tsars, that same kind of social political pressure, the extreme poverty began to flash back on the governments, and there were all these terror attacks blamed on the communists. And it turned out it was all done by this Operation Gladio, was CIA, MI6, and they murdered hundreds of people. They set off multiple bombs, and the obedient media said, oh, it's all the fault of those anarchists from the Soviet Union, and you've got to hate them. And the more we look at things like this, the more we begin to realize there are no real terrorists anywhere in the world. They're all manufactured fakes, and I'll tell you why. If you are an activist in a country seeking socio-political change, you don't go out and carry out attacks against the very people whose popular support you need to bring that change around. Look back at the American colonies. Would it have made sense for George Washington and Thomas Jefferson to go around bombing pubs, blowing up schools, and murdering people saying, you've got to support us against the British? Of course not. You don't go out and commit acts that destroy the public support you need. Phonies and fakes and actors go out and commit the acts to destroy the public support of groups who seek change. There are no real terrorists out there. Every one of them is a paid agent for some private agenda or foreign government. It's all false flag. And so in the coming weeks, when you hear the big bang, the safe assumption, the reliable assumption, the prudent assumption is it's not what the corporate media is telling you it is. It's another staged deception to trick you into throwing your children onto the bayonets of the designated enemy. And then after that, it'll be another enemy. And after that, it'll be another enemy. And after that, it'll be another enemy until the U.S. runs out of enemies or you run out of children. And that is how it has always been. All war is based on deception. Sun Tzu, The Art of War. So let's see. Now, a little clarification. We were talking about the injunction against the indefinite detention provision of the NDAA. It has not been overturned. I stand corrected on this one. A stay has been issued until further hearings. In other words, from now until that hearing, Obama can grab people and lock them up. And then this is going to be decided. Ultimately, it's going to wind up in the Supreme Court. it is going to wind up in the Supreme Court. There's a call for states to try and nullify the War Powers Act, even if it takes state-by-state nullification, and it won't, because your state governments are firmly thinking their future lies with the federal government. And I'm sorry, but a bottom-up approach is doomed to failure. The system is set up to doom all grassroots activism. Look what they did to Ron Paul. Do you think a move to end the income tax or to repeal the War Powers Act is going to do any better? We even know the income tax is unconstitutional. We already know the 16th Amendment wasn't actually ratified. The system must be changed from the top down, or we have to let it collapse, and that's the course I favor. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stick a bone, a computer alone. Big MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned in fat ever.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're getting more information supposedly about this submarine that the Iranians have deployed into the Gulf. It's one of the Kilo class diesel electric submarines they acquired from Russia. And it's just gone through an extensive refit, and it's out there basically being deployed along Iran's coastline to keep an eye on the American forces. And I think the only reason, the reason I'm concerned about this thing is they're putting a lot of media coverage on the fact that Iran has this diesel electric submarine near our, the U.S. flotilla, Armada, in the Gulf. And I am still very, very concerned that Israel is considering a plan to have one of their Dolphin class diesel electric submarines, which are very similar in size, sneak up close to Iran, flip off a nuclear-tipped cruise missile at an American ship and skedaddle out of there and say, oh, it's all Iran's fault. But again, common sense. Why would Iran do something like that? Iran is not in the habit of starting wars. Iran is not in the habit of reckless, foolish actions. We know Israel is desperate to get this war going. We know that the United States is desperate to get this war going. And desperate people will take desperate, desperate chances. And we just need to understand that, that false flags are used to start wars. And we need to be aware of that. And I need you, as you talk with your friends and family, your relations, your coworkers, to remind everybody about that whopper we were all told about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction. Need to tell them about false flag attacks like the Levant affair in Egypt. How Israel attacked the USS Liberty and initially tried to blame Egypt for that. Basically say, again, just plant that seed of doubt. That if there's an explosion in the Strait of Hormuz and the media is screaming, oh yes, it had to be Iran, ask yourself, why would Iran do something so foolish, so stupid, that would bring on the invasion they have been trying to avoid for years? When you hear the Big Bang, when you see the mushroom cloud, who benefits? Iran? Absolutely not. Israel? Yes. The United States? Yes. Iran? No. You need to get people thinking in these terms to create that climate of doubt. And if the overnight internal polls come back saying most people wouldn't believe Iran capable of something like that or willing to do something like that, if they start realizing that a large percentage of the American population understands that a false flag attack is used to start wars and would assume a huge bang is either Israel or the United States of America, then the prudent minds are going to tell them, you got to call it off. Nobody's going to buy this one. They know the U.S. government lied about 9/11. They know Israel is connected to some extent. They're not going to buy a big bang blamed on Iran. And if we can get them to doubt, they'll call it off. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well. Share everything you know with your family and friends. Call your local radio stations. Tell them to please carry the Republic Broadcasting Network programming. And aloha, America.
It's true.